hunting in the forest outside Versailles, and he comes across in her carriage this very beautiful, very striking young woman. Everyone knows he's taken by her. People refer to her as the, Louis XV's latest piece of game.
She was called Jeanne Antoinette Poisson, the future Marquise de Pompadour, and she was much more than a piece of game.
In fact, Madame de Pompadour is a rather well-connected woman with one of the key factions at the heart of power, who form part of a big financial clique. What everyone says, she's strikingly beautiful. And her beauty is really the key to her initial success. She uses her beauty, she uses her very considerable political acumen to establish herself at the heart of the king's power.
Monsieur le Duc, les vieux raisonnements moraux sur l'infériorité féminine, la tendresse de son tempérament et sa faiblesse intime sont à oublier. Selon messieurs Diderot et d'Alembert, la femme est l'égale de l'homme.
Vous écoutant, madame, il me serait difficile de ne pas en convenir.
She was nicknamed Renette, the little queen, as a child, because when she was 8, she had gone to see a fortune teller who had told her that the king of France would fall in love with her. So she and her family were absolutely convinced that this was her destiny.
Demandez à un crapaud ce qu'est la beauté. Il vous répondra avec mon ami Voltaire.
She sang, she danced, she had a beautiful voice, she was very well read, marvelous conversationist, extremely charming woman.